Well, as people would be aware, this is something which has been long on the agenda in the north, and a previous Dublin government had committed $500 million to the project. During the election of Leo Varadkar, he made that as one of his commitments. If he became Taoiseach, then he would deliver the money that was removed from the table. There are indications coming from Dublin that the Taoiseach is of a mind to do it, certainly in terms of Sinn Féin and our representation right across the northwest. So our TD, our senators, our MEP, and our two MLAs, and now Alicia McKellen, our MP, we would be pressing the Taoiseach to do it, because he would be well aware of the strategic advantage and necessity of this road. This will open up the northwest, particularly Derry and Donegal, and now with the northwest being seen as a, you know, very much a region, presented as a region by both Donegal County Council and Derry and Strabane Council, then this is an excellent opportunity, if delivered, to bring much-needed prosperity to the northwest.
Many people listening to this would be of the opinion, and perhaps justifiably, that this will never happen, this road will never be completed. Are you more confident than that now, though? Do you think...
Well, absolutely, and there's two aspects of it. There's money already committed in the north, and the A5 should start sometime early next year, in terms of the Strabane section of it. The Dublin government have already committed money. What Leo Varadkar has promised to do is recommit money that was already there, because this goes right back to St Andrews, where people were saying the need for this road is to open up that sort of channel between Dublin and the northwest. We all know good roads leads to investment, and with investment will come prosperity. And I have no need to tell people in the northwest the need for us to be coordinated and strategic to ensure the prosperity. This, along with the A6, the Derry to Belfast Road, you know, the Northwest Cancer Centre in Altmagavin, if we take a strategic and coordinated approach in the Northwest, then we can deliver for the citizens of that region.